FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Parents at a Westfield school are demanding the immediate suspension of a principal accused of misconduct. They were joined by Teachers Union NAPTOSA to protest outside Westfield Senior Primary School today. NAPTOSA's Thirona Mudli says complaints against the principal have been launched since 2022.
They range from sexual harassment of teachers, financial misconduct, general incapacity of running the school, unilateral decisions outside of the ambit of the principal, a breakdown in the relationship between the principal and the school governing body. So there's a host of allegations against him, and the department has really failed the school by dragging their feet on acting decisively in this matter.
Mudli alleges the principal was suspended last year but returned to school 6 months later after the education department's failure to charge him. Parent Judy Galassi says they'll continue applying pressure until he's removed.
Our teachers are so unsettled and are anxious. They've been booked off for stress, some resigning, and just cannot work with this man. For the sake of supporting the teachers and supporting our children and our phenomenal governing body, we are demanding that the Department of Education actually take action. We would like to see him suspended with immediate effect.
The school governing body says it's engaging with the KZN Department of Education daily, but it warns delays are impacting teachers and putting pupils' education at risk. The Provincial Education Department has declined to comment. Anti-crime activists in Durban say the number of loan sharks exploiting the poor is concerning. The Chatsworth Spiritual Crime Prevention Forum says these moneylenders prey on the elderly and unemployed youth. The forum's Reverend Cyril Pillay says many people experiencing economic hardship have been turning to loan sharks to make ends meet.
It's all over. As you drive in all of the townships, whether it's Wentworth, Phoenix, or Mirbank, or Chatsworth, all of the, you know, economically challenged and depressed areas where people are having hardship for daily situations to put food on the table, unemployment that is so rife.
Pillay has warned of the pitfalls of going this route.
The loan shark banking system is a ruthless, highly interest-bearing account that you put yourself in, you tie yourself in, and many of them, because they could not pay, gave in the cars and gave in valuable jewelry and other items and even houses. I know the economic situation is dire in all of our areas, but try and not go to that avenue because you are slowly putting a rope around your neck.
And a global anti-malware crackdown has led to the arrest of 20 people in Europe. Authorities say they took down more than 300 servers worldwide, neutralized 650 domains, and seized over 70 million rands worth of cryptocurrency. Regional police agency Europol says the software taken down, known as Initial Access Malware, is used for initial infection, helping cyber criminals to enter victims' systems unnoticed and load more malware onto their devices, such as ransomware. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. A huge final day of the Premier League season coming up this weekend with teams pushing for a Champions League spot. Charles Leclerc is the fastest in the first practice ahead of the Monaco Grand Prix on Sunday. And Rassie Erasmus happy with how the Springbok alignment camp went this week.